Welcome back to another episode of Fantasy End Zone. I'm your host, Jake. Today we're going to be recapping Thursday Night Football, covering injuries, and I will be giving you my start and sits of the week. Sorry about giving this out a little later. Normally I always have it Monday or Friday mornings. I'm usually on top of it. Unfortunately, my four-month-old got sick, so the wife and I were taking care of her, and then I woke up. And I was the one that was getting sick. And we all know as parents, it's, you know, hard to do everything, but we managed. So getting into it, Thursday Night Football consisted of San Francisco 49ers winning 36-24 against the Seattle Seahawks. Brock Purdy threw for 255 yards and 3 touchdowns in this game. Isaac Garendo actually led the team in this game with 10 rushes, 99 yards, only because Jordan Mason had 73 yards, but he injured his shoulder in the first half, and it looked like it's being reported as a AC sprain. So hopefully he could come back. He's got 10 days before the next game. But he came back in the second half, ran one play for 8 yards, and couldn't take the hits anymore. That's why Isaiah Garendo was going for almost 100 yards. Receiving, Deebo Samuel, 3 catches, 102 yards. One of them was a 76-yard touchdown. George Kittle, 5 catches, 58 yards, and 2 touchdowns. Brandon Ayuk, 2 catches, 37 yards. Juwan Jennings, 3 catches, 27 yards. For the Seahawks, Geno Smith throws for 52 attempts, again, 312 yards, 1 touchdown, 2 interceptions. It's just unbelievable how many times they're asking him to pass the ball. And he's, like I've been saying, he's a mediocre quarterback in the NFL. I don't see how people are saying to pay him a bunch of money next year. To me, he looks like he's a problem. He's not a player in the NFL that's going to get you over the hump to win a Super Bowl. He's just a, you know, baseline 16 to 24 quarterback for me in the NFL. Ken Walker, 14 rushes, 32 yards, but he did score a touchdown. He got bottled up pretty much all game. Tyler Lockett, 4 catches, 65 yards, and 1 touchdown. Noah Fant, 6 catches, 63 yards. A lot of it was garbage time, but hey, we'll take it as a fantasy world. Jaxon Smith-Njigba, 5 catches, 53 yards. And DK Metcalf, only 3 catches, 48 yards. He did have a 55-yard touchdown called back because Ken Walker couldn't set his feet before the snap and had a legal shift, unfortunately. Again, I'll mention it, you know, Geno Smith is a problem to me for the Seahawks overall as a team. Fantasy, I like it because he's getting a whole bunch of yards passing, and DK, JSN, and Lockie are actually getting targets. I mean, DK had 11 targets in this game. Ken Walker even had 8 catches, 37 yards in this game. You know, 52 times he's passing, but he's not, you know, getting the touchdowns and everything else in this game. It's unfortunate. Hopefully, also, Jordan Mason doesn't miss time, because that'd be a huge hit in fantasy world. If he does, Isaiah Garendo is going to have to be an add for me as waivers. As always, for injuries coming up for Sunday's matchup, injuries are a huge common thing this year. So let's get into it. Gabe Davis, questionable with a knee injury. Evan Ingram is supposed to be playing, bearing any setbacks they mention. He's still dealing with his hamstring. Trey Palmer, concussion, he is out. Rashad White, foot, doubtful. So if you have Bucky Irving, start him up, because they shouldn't have too much split with him and Sean Tucker. Derek Carr, oblique, out. Taysom Hill, ribs, out. Kendre Miller, hamstring, he is questionable. Josh Downs, toe, he is questionable. Jonathan Taylor, ankle, he is out. Joe Mixon, ankle, he is questionable. As of right now, he is expected to play this weekend, barring any setbacks as well for him. Robert Woods, out. Kendrick Bourne with his knee, he is questionable. And you are starting Drake May this week for the Patriots. So it's probably not a good time for Kendrick Bourne to be playing this week. In that game also, Ramondre Stevenson is out. So if you have Gibson, he could be a good plug and play this week. Zay Flowers, not related to his suspension. He actually has a hamstring injury. He is out. Christian Watson, he is questionable. I doubt he'll play. Nick Chubb is out. He's expected to return next week, but he is out this week. Brian Robinson for Commanders, knee issues. He is out. Gus Edwards actually just landed on the IR. He is gone for the next 4 weeks. So, J.K. Dobbins, this is your team for the next 4 weeks. Unless if Kiami Vidal, I think it is, unless if he steps up and takes over some shares. Josh Reynolds, out. Jalen Warren, knee is questionable. He did limit full participation this week. Devontae Adams, out with hamstring question trade requests. Michael Mayers is out. Jacoby Myers is doubtful in that game as well. They are starting Aiden O'Connell, so be careful of what you do with the Raiders overall as a team. Deontay Johnson is questionable. Ian Thomas is questionable. And Tommy Tremble is actually out. So this could be a Javonte Sanders, the rookie from Texas. He possibly could be a good play depending on what they want to do with him this week. Chase Brown is questionable. He's supposed to be playing. Malik Nabers is actually still out for the second week in a row with a concussion. In that same game, same team, Devin Singletary, groin, he is out as well for two straight weeks. James Cook, toe, he's supposed to be playing this week on Monday night. It's questionable still. And then right now, that's all the injuries I have for you. For my starts and sits of the week, my quarterback starter of the week, Jalen Hurts, faces the Browns, which aren't as dominant as we all once expected to be. He's coming out after a bye week. A.J. Brown says he's 100% fully healthy, and Devontae Smith is back from an injury for his concussion. They should be firing on all cylinders, and he's giving us 40 yards per game for rushing and a touchdown in every other game. So I expect Hurts to have a big week this week and should fire in all cylinders, especially coming out of a bye week. Hopefully they dominate. He is a must start for me. Caleb Williams, another must start for me, faces the Jags. That's giving up to close to 325 yards passing each game in the last three, as well as almost three touchdowns in the last three games as well. And Caleb Williams in two of the last three games has thrown for over 100 or 300 yards, almost two touchdowns every game. He's been clicking and he's been throwing really well. The run game's opening up, the passing as well. Also, he gives you 22 rushing yards per game this season, so that's an extra 2.2 for point, you know, for rushing in general. He is a start for me. My sneaky start is Daniel Jones faces Bengals. They have been giving up 275 yards passing each game and 2.5 touchdowns as well in the passing game the last 3 weeks. I see him rushing for a lot of yards, just like Williams. He gives you about 22 yards a game on the ground. But I also think Bengals are, you know, they're needing to win this game. So even if they go up by a huge amount, I still think Daniel Jones just throws a whole bunch or he takes off running and gets you points in fantasy. He might not have a great game in the aspect of being a good quarterback for NFL sake, but for fantasy, I think he can be a plug and play if you're needing a streamer. My sits of the week, Justin Herbert has to be my number one. Facing the Broncos defense, they've held every quarterback in check all season long. Also, they only have allowed the second fewest points per game and under 200 yards passing every game. Patrick Surtain is the best corner, hands down, in the league. I don't see anyone else trumping that card. So with Herbert not really even having a number one wide receiver, I just feel it's not a good play for me this week is Justin Herbert. I would be sitting. Trevor Lawrence is another sit for me. Yes, he faces the Bears, which actually is a pretty good defense right now. Also, Lawrence did put up 371 yards passing, but this Bears defense is a lot better than we had last week's matchup for Lawrence. They've only allowed 2 passing touchdowns all season and have 6 interceptions on the season. I don't like this matchup for Trevor Lawrence at all. He is a sit for me. My caution sit of the week, Drake May faces Texans. He's making his NFL debut. They've only allowed 1 passer over 200 yards. I have a feeling that May can surprise us, especially with his, you know, his rushing game. He's performed pretty well in the preseason, but I feel like they're going to give him a lot of different looks, a lot of different pressures coming from D'Amico Ryans and the Texans. I don't think he's a start game one of his career, so he is a sit for me. Moving into the running backs, Bijan Robinson has to get it done. Hopefully, you know, it sounds like he should be like an automatic start every week, but he's not really done that great for us drafting him in the top 5, at least in the top round in redraft leagues. He faces a Panthers defense. I think they will give Robinson the ball like they should, like they have should all year. Panthers are allowing 4.3 yards per carry and 144 yards a game. Look for him to have at least 3 catches, in my opinion, this week to add on to his huge rushing upside. He is a start for me. Josh Jacobs faces Arizona Cardinals. They've allowed 8 rushing touchdowns this season and 147 yards per game. He will look to get the bulk load of the carries. Also, I'm calling it now. He's going to get his first receiving touchdown of his career. I think they're just going to do some kind of screen for him or him coming out of the backfield, and it's just going to be a beautiful play for Josh Jacobs to get his first career NFL receiving touchdown. He is a start for me. Alvin Kamara faces the Bucks. With Carr missing, look for the Saints to lean on Kamara heavily. Bucks haven't allowed a rusher over 90 yards this season, but I think Kamara will contribute a lot in the pass catching. So he is a start for me, especially with Spencer Rattler. I feel like he's going to get, you know, high strung chicken feet, whatever you want to say. And I think he's just going to get a lot of pressures. So he's going to check it down a lot. And I think Kamara is going to be the beneficial factor. You know, he's going to be look to put this team on his shoulders if they want to compete in this game. He's a start. Sits of the week. Rico Dowdle faces the Lions. Do not start at all. Lions are nothing to play with against the run. Dallas will have success in the air against the Lions. That's the only way I think you can attack this team at all. I do not mess with a lot of running backs facing Lions. Do not start Rico. Raiders running backs, again, they face Steelers. You don't want to mess with this defense at all as well. They've been running. They've been going against great running backs all year and actually holding them down to like bare minimum. Again, I don't expect any one of the running backs for Raiders to get a whole bunch of yards. And there's no clear-cut number one running back in Las Vegas, so I don't like any of the chances for the Raiders running backs. Rashad White was my other one. He was a caution, but he's going to be out this week, or doubtful he is. He faces the Saints, another tough run team, and Bucky Irving has been cutting into his workload. The only way he's going to get anything was going to be receiving, but he is not going to be playing as of right now. As for Bucky Irving, I would start just because he should get the bulk load of carries. Again, normally I make these videos or this podcast episode on Thursday nights, and it's Saturday midday. A lot of, you know, family, friends, everything like that. Still trying to recover from the sickness. So I do apologize for some of these guys. Starts of the week for wide receivers. Marvin Harrison Jr. facing the Packers. They have a tough time guarding big physical receivers. For example, week one against A.J. Brown. Brown torched him for over 100 yards and a touchdown. Jair Alexander also is a great corner in this football game. He is still questionable. His status is unknown. So it's hard to say if he's going to be actually playing up against Harrison Jr. And last week he only had two catches. So I expect him to get force fed against this Packers defense this week. He is a start for me. Another one is DJ Moore faces the Jags. And I look for him to continue being successful with Williams through the air. He will continue on building chemistry with him. I think he has another chance easily for 100 yards and a touchdown. It's definitely not out of the question. I give it probably like a 75-80% to hit that, you know, those numbers. He is a start for me for sure. Sneaky start of the week. Jalen Tolbert faces the Lions, where this game can easily be a shootout. The Lions will shut down the run for sure. So the only way you'll have success is through the passing, which CeeDee Lamb is going to probably get a whole bunch of focus on him, you know, drawing two double coverage all game, allowing Tolbert to get the ball. And also, Brandon Cooks is on the IR, so he has another three games to show out to show that he is the number two wide receiver on this team. To me, he is a start this week. For the sits, is bench Garrett Wilson faces a good second or Bills secondary. He won't have the same game, same amount of targets as last week, and it's just unrealistic having 22 targets. He just won't have that. Before last week's game, Wilson was only giving us 48 yards per game on five catches, roughly. You know, those aren't terrible numbers, but at the same time, those aren't the guy the reason why we drafted Garrett Wilson in the first or second round. We expect bigger, you know, bigger games than that for, you know, a first or second rounder for us. He's a sit for me just because with everything and all the noise going on in New York with the firing of the head coach, the demotion of the offensive coordinator, it's just a big, big circus right now in New York, and I don't want any part of it. Any Chargers wide receivers, they're facing Broncos, just much like Herbert. You know, the quarterback, I don't like any of the receivers to have success against this Broncos defense. They don't have a true number one, and they're facing the best corner in this league in Patrick Surtain. I don't like any Chargers wide receivers. And originally it was going to be my caution sit of the week was Jacoby Myers, but he is doubtful, so it's going to go to Trey Tucker now. I like Tucker in general, except for he's facing the Steelers D. Just like the running backs, it's not a start week for me. You know, he could find success if he gets a bunch of targets. And with Aiden O'Connell, I just don't like how good this team is going to be matched up with. I don't like any player for the Raiders this week. Maybe just Brock Bowers overall. But that's about it. And I would not be starting any Raiders wide receiver in this matchup. Tight end starts of the week for me, Tucker Kraft. Again, he's got to be one of my high guys I am on for tight ends. He faces the Cardinals, but I think with Love at QB, he is a must-start right now for all purposes. In the last 2 weeks, he's gotten 14 targets since Love has returned. He's playing over 85% of plays. Musgrave actually just went to the IR, and he is playing 33%. And expect those numbers to go up for Tucker Kraft and get more volume and targets. He is a very must start for me. Tyler Conklin faces the Bills on Monday night. I think Conklin will get a lot of short and intermediate routes, hopefully giving him success in fantasy. Bills have a good secondary. I think that Conklin's going to check out, you know, little short dump off routes. So I expect him to get some passing volume and catches this week. Sneaky start of the week, Jake Ferguson. The Lions again are going to shut down the run, and that's going to leave open the passing game. Much like I said, CeeDee Lamb's probably going to be double coverage, leaving Tolbert. But it's also going to leave Jake Ferguson, in my opinion, to be open through this game. And that's the only way that they're going to have a success against this Lions team is throwing the ball. So I see Tolbert and Ferguson actually having big weeks this week. My sits of the week has to be Mark Andrews. He's just been killing me in fantasy, killing a whole bunch of other people's lineups. He faces Commanders. They haven't gave up a single player over 50 yards at the tight end position this season. Last week was the first touchdown they gave up too, and I believe that might have been during garbage time. Andrews has been struggling to make a difference like he once was. I'm a believer in Andrews, but I don't think this week is the week to turn around things. He's a sit for me. Chigakonku for Titans. He faces Colts. They've been keeping tight ends in check this season. Also, he's not been even a beneficial factor or benefactor at all this season, only giving us 12 yards per game. He's definitely a must sit. Caution sit this week. Sam Laporta faces Cowboys. I think they should have success running the ball this week, so I expect Gibbs and Montgomery to do well against this Cowboys beat up defense. And Sam LaFleur has been just more like Mark Andrews hasn't lived up to, you know, last season's stats or us making him one of the first tight ends off the board in most redraft leagues. He's only giving us 3 catches, 37 yards roughly this season. And I don't like that for a tight end. I know it's a bad year for tight end position, but where we were drafting him or people were taking him in the third, fourth, fifth round, it just doesn't sit well for me. Those are my start sits of the week. And that's going to be another episode of Fantasy End Zone. Check back on Tuesday where I will be covering all of week 6 games, injuries. Also, you know, be sure to like us and follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, wherever you get your podcast from. Make sure you have the notification thing. It helps, you know, the algorithm and everything like that. And also share with your family and friends, please. It means a lot to me to get this channel out there. You know, and as always, just email questions. I have yet to receive a single email of questions, or you could even DM us on Instagram asking questions at fantasyendzonepodcast@gmail.com, or you could DM at fantasyendzone on Instagram. Also, exciting news, on Monday, I will be going live with Player Profiler News. I will be joined by Mike, and we will be hosting the news segment that will be on at 5:45 Central Time. We'll be live, so be sure to follow their profile as well and on YouTube. And I'll look forward and I'll talk to you guys about that as well on Tuesday. And I look forward to seeing you guys later. Peace.